This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And coming to us live from Washington, D.C. is writer and instructor Dean Weingarten. Well, I bet you saw some stuff today, huh?
Oh, yeah. A lot of interesting things. It's really hard to determine what it'll mean or what impact it's going to have on our future or many different ways of people to interpret it, but a lot of people showed up, and they essentially surrounded the Capitol, and some of them broached the doors, and a few dozen got inside, I believe.
Yeah, they were taking they were taking Instagram pictures in there.
Yeah. Now, the people I talked to claimed they were inside just seemed to be pretty ordinary types. So the pictures I've seen of people dolled up in outlandish costumes seem to be a relatively small percentage of those who are inside.
So then, what
do you
think?
Where would you like to start?
You start at the beginning.
Okay, well, this morning, I got in about midnight last night to Reagan National Airport. And this morning I went into on the metro, which was working very well. And there was a pretty good load of mostly Trump supporters that I could see. And got off at L'Enfant Plaza, and we went down toward the Ellipse, where President Trump was going to be speaking. And there was a pretty good crowd there. It's mostly between the Washington Monument and the White House. And it's so hard to estimate large numbers of people when you can't get an overhead picture of them. But there were probably a few tens of thousands there anyway. As the day progressed, you could see more and more masses of people coming to the mall and then heading down toward the Washington Monument. And then as the noon approached, 11 o'clock, noon, some people started drifting toward the east end of the mall, toward the Capitol. And at about nooners thereabouts, there were a lot of people starting to congregate the Capitol, and I saw sort of a breakout. It didn't seem to be particularly organized. One of the things that I noticed was that there just didn't seem to be hardly any leadership in this mass protest at all. It was very hard to understand what President Trump was saying. The sound system just wasn't adequate for the number of people involved. And occasionally somebody would have it streaming over the internet from a phone to a handheld loudspeaker or something. And occasionally I could understand words of what he was actually saying. But around noon or so, masses of people started heading to the Capitol. And I had already gone down to that end, sort of anticipating and thinking I could get better pictures. And there was sort of a breakout of people that overcame very, very slight barriers and some plastic fencing that was strung between metal fence rods. And I would say that a few thousand people went up toward where the scaffolding, where the west side of the Capitol is being refurbished, and were trying to advance. And they advanced right up to where the scaffolding was. And at that point, the Capitol Police a very small number of police. I don't think there were more than 30, 20, 30. We're opposing them, and a little bit of tear gas or pepper spray was sprayed, and I moved. I caught a little whiff of it, but then I moved upwind, so I didn't have any more problems with it. But and they just kept, you know, pushing against the police, and the numbers just kept growing and growing. And what struck me was these were not young adults, generally. I mean, there were plenty of young adults there, but they were a minority. Most of the people protesting were, I would call, middle class and middle aged. I mean, there were people even in wheelchairs. There were people in walkers. It was quite an amazing thing, and a lot of gray hair. I'm guessing the average age was probably between 40 and 50.
Right.
It's really quite, and I took quite a few pictures, so I'll have a little more time to analyze it. And the police, the Capitol Police, and the protesters appeared to be quite gentle with each other. That's pretty much what I saw. A lot of people went up to the Capitol Police and tried to convince them they were doing the wrong thing. They should let the protesters right up to the Capitol, and the police were, you know, gently trying to persuade them not to go up there. There was a little bit of pushing and hanging on the barriers. I didn't see anybody hitting the police or them hitting anybody back. Like I said, there was a little bit of either pepper spray or some type of tear gas that was sprayed. And then a little later, we started hearing some what appeared to be commercial-grade fireworks. And I think someone in the crowd was throwing those at the police officer. And there were quite a few bangs, maybe a dozen, 15 or more. People who were running the recorder could count them accurately. And I don't know if anybody was injured by those. About that time, there were a couple of people. I heard somebody had a heart attack, heard somebody hit their head. So I don't know. I saw a couple of stretchers with people on the stretchers being taken out. I didn't hear anything that sounded like gunshots or hear any gunshots at that point.
They're saying the lady that was shot at the Capitol has passed away.
I've heard that report, and I don't think I have found anybody who was an eyewitness that I interviewed, but a couple of people who said that they were inside the Capitol said that a young woman had been shot, and they claimed that she was only armed with a Trump flag. But that's all hearsay, and it wasn't from, I don't believe, a direct eyewitness. So I did hear of a little bit of destruction after they got inside the Capitol, which basically happened as the crowd just kept coming and coming from the mall. And looking out on the mall, I don't know how many there were. I could not accurately estimate, but I find it hard to believe there were less than 500,000, and I've heard reports saying it was 2 or 3 million. I don't know without accurate aerial photography to look at it. I mean, you just can't easily make a good estimate like that. When you're on the ground, you don't have much of a higher perspective. But a lot of the mall was filled up for a good way, and it takes a lot of people to do that. And they just now, kept coming. They just kept coming up closer to the Capitol and closer.
They're saying that they're tooling up for the nighttime mayhem. Are they still out in the streets? Well, you know what? You don't have time to answer that. Don't answer that just yet, because we are about to go into the first break. Dean is out there at the behest of Ammoland. His work at Ammoland. Ammoland is in the top 1,000 websites on the rock, on the planet, on the blue marble. And of all the writers that are at Ammoland, or in the United States for that matter, that write about the gun culture, the gun space, the gun niche, whatever, however you want to put it, of all of those, nobody reads more stuff from any one single individual than they do of Dean's. And you can catch all of his latest stuff at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. Live from D.C., joined by Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. I just realized I made it sound like we are live in D.C. No, Dean Weingarten is live in D.C. and he joins us again. So, anybody else from Ammo Land there with you?
Well, I'm sure there were a lot of Ammo Land readers, but nobody else, I believe, that I know from the Ammo Land team was able to hook up with me. There may be other ones out there. I'm not sure, but I know Freddie Real called me up and asked if I had any pictures to send him so that they could put them out on social media, and I was able to send a couple over my my cell phone. But, yeah, this is, if there's one takeaway I'd say from this protest, which, you know, didn't become much of a riot. There was very little violence. I mean, knocking down a few fences and, I don't see a single person that was beat up. I think the arrests might have been, the ones I personally saw were just two or three, and I'm told there were maybe 25 inside the Capitol that were arrested. And there just wasn't, there was very little destruction. There were no fires. There were a few water bottles. When I was on the west side of the Capitol, I saw a few water bottles, and then I heard the fireworks and saw smoke from them in about the same location near the scaffolding on the west side of the Capitol. So there was really very little violence that I was aware of. And, you know, the mood of the people, there was a lot of frustration and anger that the politicians seemed to be much more interested in feathering their own nest and keeping their power than they were in advancing the United States. And there was just about everybody there believed that I could tell, that I talked to, that the election had been stolen, that it was fraudulent. So we have this huge problem in the U.S. when people believe that elections don't matter, then democracy effectively doesn't exist very much. So we need, the foremost thing we need is assurances that we can verify that elections are being conducted legitimately. And, you know, the elections that happened in Georgia just today or yesterday, they don't seem to have done much to help present the idea that the elections were legitimate, from what I can tell, talking to people who read about it. But it was a very peaceful and well-behaved crowd, and it was mature people for the most part. Not a lot of very young people. There were young people there. I talked to an aspiring young writer that I don't think was over about 15 or 16, and she sat next to me on the metro coming back from the event. I had heard that President Trump asked people to leave the Capitol steps at about, I think, 5:30 around then. There's no doubt a tweet with the exact time on it. And I had already left and was on my way back to the hotel at that time.
I'm seeing what some of the Democratic lawmakers are saying about this, and given what we had all summer long with Antifa and BLM, it's very rich. Rich stuff.
It is, and you know what I see is people legitimately angry about fraud and fraudulent elections, and saying we don't want to take this anymore. And I, you know, what the left will do with this, since they don't want to allow a crisis to go to waste, I suspect they will say, see, we need much tighter controls on the population. That's what I see them saying.
Yeah, but the problem is this. America's too big. There's no way for a centralized government to do that. There's just no way. They don't have the people. There's 920,000 federal, state, and local law enforcement. That's just not enough. That's one per 19,000.
Well, and that's what we saw here with the protest today, with the mostly peaceful protest, was that I don't think I saw more than 150 Capitol Police. There might be more. I didn't count actively, but I kind of tried to keep track in my head. And when the police are outnumbered 1, 2, 3,000, 5,000 to 1.
Sure.
You know, there's not much they can do. Not unless they're willing to kill a lot of people. Not unless they're willing to use a lot of tear gas, maybe, something like that. And they weren't. They were very, both sides, in my opinion, were very gentle, very careful of the others. I witnessed numerous protesters going up to police saying, look, we don't think you're the enemy. You know, we support police. We're not Antifa. We're not the people that think you need to get rid of the police. You should support us. And quite a few of them said, look, if you don't use unleashed violence against us, we will not hurt you. So that was kind of the mood of it. But people were upset. I saw a couple of people abusing the police, calling them names. And there were a fair number of cries of traitors or obey your oath. But overall, most people saw the officers believe they should be allies instead of enemies. And it was fairly careful. You know, there wasn't a lot of violence on either side. But the crowd was so huge. And there were so few police officers that, you know, when you just have hundreds and thousands of people walking up to 10 or 15 police officers, oh, that's just really not. It's very limited what they can do.
Yeah, very limited. So I also, I got a question for you when we get back. We're about to come into the next break, but I'll go ahead and ask you the question because, you know, I think we've discussed this before. I sort of anticipated this kind of thing to happen in 2022. I think now that we've seen this happen, the way we've seen it happen in the nation's capital, I think this is going to become more prevalent, and I believe it might escalate. And I think for everything that the left tries to do, I think it's going to make it worse and worse. And I used to characterize this as the 21st century Battle of Athens, but I think it might get a little more kinetic than that. You hold that answer while I go ahead and try to get some people to read your stuff. Dean is he has well over 1,700 articles at amoland.com. Of course, none of this that we're talking about right now, because he is right now on the ground in D.C., none of that's been written about, although you may be able to see some of his pictures on the Amoland social media. But you can console yourselves with the fact that when you are reading his stuff, you're reading arguably some of the best stuff out there of any writer in the niche. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is telling folks in the city to stay home after protesters breached the U.S. Capitol.
I continue to urge all Washingtonians to stay home and stay calm. And if you see something, say something.
A curfew also taking effect at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. President Trump calling for peace and telling the protesters to go home.
So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
The FBI has been deployed to the Capitol, and Acting Attorney General Jeff Rosen is working with Capitol Hill Police as well. You're listening to USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden in Wilmington, Delaware, reacting to what's going on in Washington, D.C. The president-elect saying our democracy is under an unprecedented assault.
This is not dissent. It's disorder. It's chaos. It borders on sedition. And it must end now.
Biden continues by saying this chaos and disorder was created by a small number of extremists.
The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America, do not represent who we are.
Vice President Mike Pence says the violence and destruction on Capitol Hill must stop now. He called it an attack that won't be tolerated. Pence was there when folks broke into the Capitol amid Congress certifying election results. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 438 points to close at 3829. The S&P rose 21. The NASDAQ finished down 78. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live. This is Lock and Load, and we are talking to Dean Weingarten. He is currently in Washington, D.C. He's been there during all of this stuff from whichever vantage point. It's really hard to have a good vantage point to see everything when you're actually there on the ground, isn't it?
It is, because you just don't have any elevation. And, you try to get to higher points so that you get some idea of what's going on around you. One of the things that just struck me was that there was no organization to this crowd. You look at when Antifa or BLM conduct violence, there's leaders, there's actors, they're prepared, they have plans. In this crowd, first, it was very little violence, almost no violence. It was really almost entirely peaceful protest. But they didn't like being kept at significant distances from the Capitol. And there were so few police, Capitol police around. They're just nowhere near any kind of number that you'd need to actually stop a crowd of this size from getting closer. So people just overwhelmed. They're relatively flimsy barriers, and I'm not saying there should have been more. I think they should have let the crowd come up pretty close to the Capitol to start with, and it probably. But what happened is that incrementally psychological barriers were overtaken. There was some like relatively waist high metal barricades that were just sitting there. They weren't connected to each other by chains or anything. A 12-year-old boy could tip them over. And so people started pulling them and tipping them over, and then there was a plastic netting type fencing between driven in steel fence posts, and it was attached by plastic ties to the netting. Anybody stepping on or putting weight on that fence disconnected it from the posts, and it was extremely easily overcome. So it was very, very, little damage of anything that was done approaching the Capitol. And there wasn't all that much. I saw very little sort of fighting between the police. And like I said, I just didn't see any leadership. You'd have somebody shout out, over here, but they didn't seem to have any leadership, and different people would do it. And I've been at a number of large protests, quite a few since the 70s, and usually leadership is pretty easy to detect. They have megaphones, they have a plan, they say, do this, go this way. There were people with megaphones, but I didn't see much in the way of leadership. Now, there probably were some embedded groups that have leadership. I saw the Proud Boys that they seem to have a group of, well, I can't tell how big it was. It was, I believe, considerably less than 1,000 people, and they kept them together. But I didn't actually see them engaging in specific actions like trying to breach the Capitol. I mean, they might have been. I didn't know. I couldn't see them. So it was just very, from my viewpoint, there seemed almost no leadership. I have to admit, I looked back on my experience and I said, gee, 100 guys that were organized could take this over and do something with it. But I didn't see that. And actually, the few things I heard, little snippets of President Trump speaking, I was thinking, well, gee, there's no, well, why is the crowd here? What does he want them to do? Basically, what I heard him saying, that it was up to Vice President Pence to do something to change the results of the election. And then I heard that Vice President Pence had said, no, he wasn't going to. So I didn't see an easy method or any reasonable method for President Trump to change the election over. And there's just not enough votes in the House and the Senate, either one, to reject the electors. And, what happened is, because people were very frustrated and angry, and they basically overcame the relatively flimsy security that was there and went right up to the doors of the Capitol and eventually gained entrance, was that they stopped the session going on. And so they stopped the certification of the vote until they reconvene with probably beefed up security. But that's all I can see, is they may have delayed the certification for a day, a few hours. It's hard to say.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
But it was incredible masses of people. I mean, these people, and like I said, it was clearly the revolt of the middle class. Most of the time that I have seen crowds, they're younger people. They're frustrated. They're like on university campuses.
Sure.
This reminded me quite a bit of the people protesting the Noriega regime in Panama, the civilistas, except they were not dynamic. When I saw them, they were just like giving speeches, in the middle of the street, with a few thousand people in attendance, something like that. They hadn't actually taken over, the Capitol or something. But, of course, that would have been really stupid of them, because Noriega wasn't adverse to shooting people if he needed to.
Right.
Which else he did. So none of that happened. This was a very, very peaceful event for the most part. The left will say, it shows we need more government, and the right will say we should be listening to these people.
Let me ask you a question. It sort of seems to me like they were not actually expecting anything to happen.
Yes, I agree. I mean, there was some. They put out these barriers at a long ways away, these relatively low metal fences that I'm talking about. Oh, some of them were quarter mile from the Capitol, I think. If I didn't have a laser designator, I'm just kind of going off my, ability to judge distances. And on the mall side, they were quite a ways out. The barriers were down by, I think it's there's a statue of someone on a horse, a reflecting pool there. And they were all the way down there, which is, I don't know if it's a quarter mile. It's a couple, several hundred yards from the Capitol. and no way to protect the barriers. I mean, there was like two Capitol policemen in that sort of big front lawn type of area just in front of the Capitol, between the Capitol and the mall. There were like two Capitol policemen, and there's, you know, half a mile of fencing they're going to protect. I mean, it's just, I don't know if they actually expected the people on the protest to respect that fencing, that the plastic netting. I don't know if they really expected people to do that. But most, I would say, Trump supporters are very law-abiding people, and but they're just so, they're very fed up with being lied to all the time, particularly by the media. I heard that over and over again, that we've been lied to so much, and it's not from President Trump. They believe President Trump has mostly told the truth to them, but they believe that you just cannot trust what the old media tells you anymore, and that when they hear these lies over and over and over again, that, you know, it destroys any trust in our system working.
Let me get you to hold on right there. We're coming up on the last break. You can find Dean's stuff at amoland.com. I'm sure there's going to be a huge write-up on this one. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And we have been speaking with Dean Weingarten. He is on the ground in Washington, D.C. Did you find a place to stay? Are you off the street at the very least?
I am. As soon as I saw President Trump's tweet to come to, on the 6th of January, it'd be wild. I booked a room in Crystal City. It's close to the metro. So it's an easy walking distance from the metro. And the metro worked great in spite of people's fears that the metro would be shut down. I did hear that the Capitol station at the metro was shut down, but I wasn't able to confirm that. I was heading toward that when a number of Trump supporters came toward me, and I said, well, where's the direction to this? And they said, oh, it's shut down. We were trying to get there, and we couldn't get there. Police were turning people away. I don't know that that is the truth. That was told to me, and I turned around and went to the next closest metro, which was open and worked very well. So what I did see is that it appeared that the mayor of D.C. or whoever is was preparing for this event. There just wasn't any adequate, or maybe the preparation was all to discourage people. They shut down the botanical gardens. All the museums were shut down. Any place that you might have expected to be able to use a bathroom or to purchase something or see something else was all shut down. But there were food carts out near the Capitol. There were some enterprising people that, you know, I bought a $7 cheeseburger and thought it was okay.
All right.
It just seemed, I got a picture of a line that's probably 100 yards long of people waiting to get into 4 totally inadequate porta potties, for example. So the preparation was not well done. It may have deliberately not been well done. I would have liked to see much more preparation by President Trump, or his team. In most of his rallies, you know, the audio is clear. You can see it. It's broadcast outside. There were some big screens, but the crowd was massive, and it just was very hard for me to hear what President Trump was saying. But, of course, my hearing is not that great anyway. But, you know, it would have been nice to have some coordination. Tune your AM radio to this station. They're carrying it live or something like that. Because it was difficult to hear. And then, as I mentioned, there was virtually no leadership on the mall side of the Capitol. on the east side, which is the other side facing the Supreme Court, there were a couple of relatively small groups that had events there. There were a couple of speakers. There was some stuff set up. And by small, I'm saying, you know, a couple thousand people maybe. And there was some activity there, but it was clear it was kind of fragmented. It wasn't really coordinated with the main event. And if wishes were horses, beggars would ride, you know. So I don't know what was going on, but it didn't appear to me that there was a plan for anybody to address the crowd once it got to the Capitol. And so it just kind of mindlessly acted in a mostly peaceful way. And, you know, once somebody had breached one of these barriers, other people started following. And there was a palpable sense of frustration that our leadership has sold us out, you know, that they are not interested in the concerns of the American people, that they are more interested in keeping the money flowing and maybe, you know, making deals with the Chinese. That's the vibe I got. There were, you know, a lot of people there, and it just doesn't seem like there was much of a plan beyond protest at the Capitol.
Well, I guess we're going to see what we're going to see. There's a lot of people. I think a lot of people now think it's going to be doom and gloom for gun owners.
I don't know.
I don't either.
It's really impossible to know the effects of this. I mean, if Antifa scares the Supreme Court, well, they ought to be at least as scared of this.
Now this is a magnitude of there were more people in D.C. today than the entirety of Antifa spread across the country. There is no doubt about that.
Many, 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 many times more.
So, I mean, this is one of those things where, I don't know. This is...
One of the problems is people on the left
speechless.
Want to delegitimize them.
Say that one more time.
The people on the left want to delegitimize the government and to remove legitimacy. And so, you know, in a sense, we're seeing that because we don't trust elections. We don't trust this. It's much easier to delegitimize things than it is to regain legitimacy.
Yeah. Well, the problem is going to be is that we already saw this in California. Because in California, the Republicans ballot harvested. And I think we took five or six seats away from the Democrats in California by playing by their rules. And, you know, they're not going to – I'm listening to what the Democrats are saying right now.
Uh-huh.
It's sedition, it's this, it's that. While they sat by, and most of them said nothing about Antifa all summer long,
right. All
fall long, you know. Antifa would still be going if they hadn't sent out a memo saying, this is looking bad for our guy. They're hanging this around the Democrats' neck.
This is nothing. It's compared to the Antifa BLM riots we saw even in Kenosha, you know, a small city. Nobody burned any cars. Nobody threw rocks at the police. Nobody tried to set fire to police stations or public buildings. And on the subway, the metro ride back to the hotel, there were people I could overhear conversations, you know, like, well, you know, we accomplished what we wanted to accomplish. We want them to take us seriously. You know, we don't want to hurt anything or hurt anybody. We want to send a message, you know, stop neglecting us. Start listening to us, you know, and stop just being in it for money and power.
Yeah, well,
that's a tall order for a politician.
That's a very tall order for a politician. Although, you know, I'm curious to see one thing now, simply because of this, I expected to see a realization come out of Alexandria of something that. That they would realize that they're not invulnerable, that they're not untouchable, And apparently that just because it happened to Republicans, nobody took that serious. I wonder what this is going to show them, simply because, you know, once this started, it was not stoppable, and they had to resort to armed self-defense to keep it from happening. And it sounds like it went relatively easy to me, to be honest with you.
Well, it did, because nobody was willing to escalate.
Yeah.
And, you know, the police were not willing to shoot people. There was very little tear gas involved. Their reinforcements were relatively small squads of 20 people or so. It just takes a much bigger presence than that if you're going to control a large crowd. And this was a huge crowd. I'd love to see the overheads to get actual estimates. I wouldn't be surprised if it was 1 million people, but I couldn't really tell from where I was. It's just very hard to make those estimates when you're on the ground.
Well, we're coming up. Before we run out of time, are you going to be back were you going to be back in Arizona on Friday, or where are you going to be?
Yeah, I expect to be back in Arizona on Friday. I'm kind of, you know, did a lot of traveling. I don't know how much writing I'll get done tonight, but we'll see if we can get a little bit done. It's late in Arizona now. So, late for me, anyway. You know, not that late. I guess it's only about 5 o'clock, but, you know, I've been kind of busy and haven't got as much writing done as I'd like. So we are.
Thank you for joining me this evening. Before we run out of time, I look forward to talking to you on Friday.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.